This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that waters from India's rivers will now be used for the country's interests. Speaking at a private TV channel conclave in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said that India's water earlier used to go outside will now be used for India's interests and will be utilized for the country. Underlining a significant initiative undertaken by his government, the interlinking of rivers, the Prime Minister pointed out that for decades, water disputes dominated discussions. But his administration, in collaboration with state governments, has launched a major campaign to connect rivers. The Prime Minister cited key projects such as the Ken-Betwa Link Project and the Parvati-Kali-Sind-Chambal Link Project, emphasizing that these initiatives will benefit millions of farmers by ensuring water accessibility. The Prime Minister said that the country is marching towards becoming a vibrant trade and commerce hub. Lauding the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister said, "This agreement will boost economic activities and will create opportunities for Indian business and MSMEs." The Prime Minister said, "India has signed trade agreements with UAE, Australia and Mauritius." He said, "India is actively engaged with the world." He underscored that India is not only implementing reforms but actively engaging with the world to position itself as a vibrant hub for trade and commerce. The Prime Minister said that in the past decade, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Friedrich Merz on assuming office as the Federal Chancellor of Germany. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to working together to further cement the India-Germany strategic partnership. India has been successfully negotiating bilateral treaties with many different countries, and European Union is top of our priority because of the traditional links which we have with the EU, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said yesterday. Addressing the ATB Governors' Seminar Cross-Border Collaboration for Future Resilience in Milan, Italy, the Finance Minister said that the global fragmentation and also the way in which the April tariff announcement by the US is panned out, uncertainties are increasing, and simultaneously global institutions are not carrying the heft they were carrying earlier. The National Testing Agency has announced the results of the Common University Entrance Test for postgraduate CUET PG 2025. The exams are held across the nation on March 13th, 15th, 16th, 18th, 19th, 21st, 30th and April 1st in the computer-based test mode. The examination was conducted in March and April 2025 across various centres in the country. The CUET PG serves as a centralized entrance test for admission to postgraduate programs across several central and participating universities in India. The second phase of panchayat polls will be held in Assam today and will span across 13 districts in the central and western areas of the state. An election official said that the voting will take place at 12,130 polling booths from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. He said that around 91.31 lakh voters are eligible to vote. He further added that the voting in the second phase is set for today. The results of both the phases will be declared on May 11th. The civil defense mock drills will be conducted across 244 districts in the country today. Director General, Fire Services, Civil Defense and Home Guards, Vivek Srivastava said that the common people should not be alarmed as it is a preparatory exercise and they should cooperate with the volunteers. In Bihar, Patna District Magistrate Dr. Chandrasekhar Singh informed that the exercise will be conducted today from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 80 locations in Patna. The Delhi Directorate of Education has directed all school heads to organize training sessions for students and teachers in disaster response today. A demonstration video has been shared to help schools understand how to conduct a proper mock drill. As part of a nationwide mega mock drill, authorities in Delhi will conduct Operation Abhyas at 55 locations across the city. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets under the Duckworth-Lewiston DLS method in a dramatic Indian Premier League match at the Wankhede Stadium. Batting first, Mumbai Indians were restricted to a below par 155 for 8. In reply, GT chased down the revised target of 147 in the last ball of the match after 2 rain interruptions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.